howdy behind the counter.
Her name is Wanda. She was a witch from the time before Tech Pixies.
Is that even... what?
Yeah, you lost me.
I've been coming here on weekends. She made me tea and we talked about the past. My past. She was helping me figure some stuff out.
The past is a tricky subject for us Tech Pixies. We're always latching on to the next new thing, throwing the old tech over our shoulders as we go.
Says the guy with the vintage tech shop.
I contain multitudes, like an onion router.
Wanda said the world was so dull before Tech Pixies arrived. She said we lit up the ley lines. Really, shook the supernatural community. Imagine a world without us.
Thread, we should get out of here. Let the local shifter pack know. They can help.
No. We have to figure this out. Between you and me, we're the smartest pixies in likely 100 kilometers. She'd do the same for us.
Oh, are you gonna be okay? I don't normally see pixies this attached. Can someone explain that?
Red Ripper, shut your laptop down. Send it back to the ether.
I can't! It's pulling power from me.
Thread? Thread, wake up! Thread Ripper, you have to wake up!
Looks like she's awake.
If you can really call this awake.
Come on, you sodding machine!
Where am I?
It looks like you're trying to navigate a transdimensional psychic space. Would you like some help with that?
My wings are asleep. Can someone help me up?
I think she has wings in this place.
I think she has a body.
You think that's air you're breathing?
Cat? You're back?
Not really. I'm here because Valentine is, and he can't imagine this place without me.
Stupid machine! Oh, come on!
Mind you, Valentine's not really here either.
Valentine, stop shaking the machine!
He can't hear you. You're watching a memory.
Of course I can hear you.
Disregard what I just said.
What a secret mission. I call it High School, the mission. I'm about to beat this monkey shifter who's been lording it over me all night. Cat's watching. I'm so in love with her already, I can barely keep track of the ball.
I'm mooching all his cigarettes. Later, over by the Pac-Man machine, he's going to kiss me for the first time.
Strawberries and cigarette smoke. Best first kiss in the universe.
It was okay. He kept bumping into my forehead.
You loved it.
I kind of did.
I know. I saw you.
I saw you too. A glimmer of light flitting between the games. Valentine couldn't see anyone but me.
Hey, well, you guys are getting all poetic. Thread's in serious trouble.
Can someone explain what happened to me in, you know, like, straightforward terms?
You were caught in a feedback loop.
You tried to operate inside an inverted Faraday cage. Your magic bounced back on you. Fried your power supply. Pow. Error 404.
Someone or something used your own magic against you to take you out of the equation.
Kind of genius.
Excuse me, but I'm the genius here.
You're talking paperclip here.
Yeah, why do you look like a paperclip?
This is your weird psychic space, not mine. You probably identified Zero Day as your coolest and most capable friend. So voila! You reconfigured me to look like the best that 1995 had to offer.
I hated that stupid paperclip. We all hated that paperclip.
Ouch.
I like the little puppy avatar.
This is your space, Thread. You're the one making decisions here.
In that case, I'm deciding that Valentine should stop playing that stupid game and help me.
I'm about to beat my high school, though.
Give it a rest, Valentine.
Fine.
I need to get out of here.
You need to reboot and spin back up.
Takes time.
Takes a lesson.
And once you learn your lesson,
you're back in your body. Poof.
Okay, what's the lesson? And so help me, Radeon, if the lesson is figuring out how to leave this place.
Of course not.
You just have to walk through the door with a clearly labeled exit sign.
Wow. Even your transdimensional psychic space is up to code.
Better believe it. But I see two doors here.
Don't mind that other door.
Not important.
Not right now. You haven't reached that tutorial yet.
But later?
Oi, don't go spoiling her own story.
No spoilers, just teaser trailers.
Getting back to your body is a cinch. The fun part is figuring out how to escape your current predicament in the, the waking world.
Not hard at all, though.
Not for you.
Remember, locks are just entertaining doorknobs to a tech pixie. And sometimes the best way to beat a lock is to turn around and exit the other way.
Mm-hmm. Can someone help me up?
Take my hand, Thread. I'll get you to the exit.
Next time I see you, we're gonna have a talk, Valentine.
You're just talking to yourself, Fred. I'm just a mental projection you compiled from your memories. But when you do see the real Valentine, give him this message. Hold on. Ah, here it is. Filthy of foot and ragged of beard, through the tall reeds and the deep water, along the broken stones he comes. A wind that shakes the corns from the boughs will not move him. The flames that raise the trees will not touch him.
Filthy? What? What are you talking about?
You'll see. I have to get back to the game. I have a score to beat and a girl to kiss.
Don't forget, you've got a girlfriend in the real world, buddy.
Valentine has Eris. I've got a memory. And to think of it, I am a memory.
Wait, wasn't I supposed to learn a lesson, Valentine?
She's awake.
Thread, we didn't know what was going on with you. I'm so glad you're back.
Oh, joy. Another memory land. Wait, I'm back? This looks like a torture dungeon. Are we in a torture dungeon?
Basement of the Witch's Brew.
I'm gonna guess that whomever messed with the wards and attacked Wanda found us.
We were trying to wake you up and we got ambushed. I think this is their home base.
They rolled into town a week ago and set up shop here.
Who's they?
I'm sure you'll meet them.
Oh, hello. Glad to see you're up. Honey, Red Ripper's awake.
I have eyes, dear. I can see she's awake.
First things first, I just have to say, Red Ripper, Finn Valentine's faithful sidekick, this is a real banner day for us.
Woo woo, raise the roof.
Work it, honey.
Please don't work it.
Okay, whoever you people are, you need to let us go. Right now.
Or what?
You'll find out I am nobody's sidekick.
Sidekick, hero, we've got you, Pixie. Inverted Faraday cage.
Your magic will ping right back and knock you all over again. You don't want a concussion, sweetie.
Darling, I don't think tech pixies get concussions.
It's just that our son Brandon suffered a concussion in hockey practice, and I've seen the damage it can do.
Brings out the mama bear in her.
Hockey practice? Concussion? Brandon? Who are you people?
We're wolf hunters.
Who?
The wolf hunters.
Well, that cleared up Nothing. Nothing. Does that mean you hunt wolves? Or you're a wolf pack that hunts? It's kind of ambiguous.
Yeah, you need to work on that name. I know a couple pixies trying to run a naming business as a side hustle.
They probably designed the logos already. Now they're stuck.
First rule of any evil organization, branding.
Are you done with the jokes? You can keep mouthing off all you like, but you're still the ones in the cage.
For now, maybe.
For now? You're in there for as long as we want. You get it?
What do you want from us?
We want what's ours.
Sorry, I don't have your free DVD on how to install your new hot tub.
Shame. No, I meant your magic.
My magic?
You can't take a Tech Pixie's magic. That's impossible.
Oh, no? Remember any good vampire raids on Sanctuary?
What?
You Tech Pixies should take better care with your toys.
Screw.
Once we started cobbling together old Tech Pixie tools, it wasn't hard to find a way into your network. We skimmed a little bit of your power here and there, not enough for anyone to notice. Maybe you woke up some days feeling groggy or achy, and you put it down to a little too much murder buzz.
Or caffeine withdrawal. But that was us.
It sure was, honey. You, me, and the rest of our local chapter.
There are more of you? Please tell me there aren't more of you people.
Oh, yes. You have no idea how many of us are out there. You pixies and shifters, street magicians, goblins. You think none of us can see what you get up to. You're so careless, so arrogant, flaunting your magic in front of the rest of us.
It's disrespectful, is what it is.
It's rude. You're in our towns using all of that magic. You never even thought to share it with regular people. Instead, you call us normies and laugh at us.
We don't laugh at you. Magic is dangerous, even for us. It has weird rules and loopholes. I mean, you can cause incredible harm if you don't know how to use it.
Excuse me? We are responsible magic users, with safety rules and a charter.
We designed a safety course for new members of our chapter.
Oh, congratulations! You're so responsible. Sooner or later, you're going to have to let us go or kill us.
Kill you? I'm offended at the suggestion that we would kill anyone.
You literally killed Wanda.
Wanda?
The woman who owned this place? You didn't even bother to move her body.
You mean the witch? My heart goes out to her. She chose to attack us with her wards when we entered. We were forced to defend ourselves. I'll have you know that I prayed for her. Remember when I prayed for her, honey?
That witch was an unfortunate accident. Lucky for us, the ward she set up around town gave us an extra boost. But real-life Tech Pixies, you're a never-ending source of magical power. You're the everlasting gobstopper. No, we're gonna keep you around for a long time. Get comfortable.
Look at the time. Honey, we have to pick up Brandon from hockey practice.
Time flies. Like I said, get comfy. If there's anything you need, just let us know.
You're gonna regret this.
I doubt that.
First things first. How do we get out of here?
We can't use magic. Any attempt at a spell will just knock us out cold.
And I'm pretty sure those locks are made to drain your powers if you touch them.
Locks? They're like an entertaining doorknobs to a tech pixie.
Guys, are you in here?
Jesse!
What the hell's going on? I went by the shop to pick up my phone and no one was there. There's these weird cyborg suburbanites walking around, and I asked that mushroom guy where you were, but he keeps laughing.
We're being held in these magic-proof cages. The people who captured us are using pixie technology to steal magical power.
And they suck.
Maybe I can smash the locks.
No! They'll probably drain your magic if you touch them. Let me think. Jesse, did you grab your phone from the shop?
Yeah, I ducked behind the counter. Sorry.
It's an honor. Big fan over here.
Throw me the phone. I'm gonna find us a way out of here.
Are you going to call Valentine?
In a manner of speaking, I'm gonna boot my home network remotely and open a door.
Always said, get help was a great plan.
My purse is on the table.
Yes, dear. Well, look at this. You're Jesse from Jesse and the Jackals. Righteous.
Ah, gross. If you're a fan, then I need to go back to my day job.
You've got some strong shifter magic coming off you. Guess it's my lucky day.
I don't think so.
That was something. Let's get you into a cage. Whew, a lion form. That's a real kick.
You bastard.
Hey, she attacked me. You all saw that, right? I would have been torn apart. See, that's what we mean about responsible magic use. She was going to use her powers to hurt me. I just removed the threat. She doesn't even have a scratch on her, and now she's safely locked up.
I'll tell you a little something about locks, James. Sometimes you don't need to open them. You just turn around and go the other way.
Thread?
What the H-E double hockey sticks did she go and do that for?
You're back. Welcome to Wonderland. Again.
Oh, I shouldn't be able to feel like I've been hit by a truck in this space.
It's called verisimilitude. Or maybe ludonarrative dissonance. Meh.
Ludo? Wait, am I in one of your video games? Again?
Nah, this is your own transdimensional psychic space.
It's more than that, isn't it? It's a kind of a network node.
Ding, 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 smack on the ley line. All you have to do is choose the node and tunnel in.
I'm not looking for a node exactly. More like a mind.
Yeah, same diff. Anyway, step through that second door, and good luck.
I'm putting a lot of trust in you.
In me? You're trusting yourself, remember? It figures, though, I am a genius.
I have never been so horrified by my own brain. Okay, bye! Valentine?
Thread? Are you? Are you actually here? I was having this dream where I had to run around town picking up computer parts I bought from eBay. There were all these IT workers trying to steal my packages, so I had to jump on their heads and collect a bunch of coins for some... You know what? Sounds like one of Zero Day's video games.
I'm not sure where this place is, to be honest. I think it's one of your memories? Thank the motherboard I found you, though. I wasn't sure if it would work.
You found me? Are you okay? Where are you? I know, maybe you don't want to tell me.
I'm in Crake, in the basement of a store called the Witch's Brew. I'm being held prisoner. There's several of us.
Are you hurt?
Not really. I'm unconscious right now, but that was my doing. We don't have a lot of time, though.
What are we up against?
There's a group of normies who call themselves the Wolf Hunters.
Do they hunt wolves, or did they just mess up the name? You know, I bet they got a logo already and ended up stuck with it.
They're idiots. But never mind, it doesn't matter. Like I said, not much time. They've scavenged pixie tech and figured out a way to steal magic.
Passion houses.
Bad. The word you're looking for is bad. I'm fine, but these wolf hunters want to use me and my friends as magic batteries. I can't watch that happen, Valentine. I can't see people I love getting turned into tools for someone else's use.
Of course not. Right then, I'll get Reza, Zero, and Savvy, and whoever else I can find. We'll gear up, ride out, bring everyone back safe. I swear it.
It's not that easy, Valentine. If you attack head-on, they'll pull the magic from your blood and throw you in a cage. We need a plan. And I think I've got one.
Well, I'm not going anywhere at the moment. Let's hear it.
You have been listening to the Graveyard Tapes, Offline, Part 2, written by Aidan Morgan, edited by Dustin Gray, Angela Dumalog, and Nikki Ewart. Audio engineering by Robin of Psychonadia, produced by Brianna Jean Toiber, with the voices of Rick the Whitebird as Threadripper, Robin of Psychonadia as Scuzzy, Casey Glover as James the Wolf Hunter, Pam Torgrimson as Tammy the Wolf Hunter, Ariel Roman as Jesse, Angela Dumalog as Zero Clip and Cat, Chase Hunter as Valentine, Casey James as Larissa, and Caitlin Sinnott as Reza.